broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bub and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bub and Fee.
That was it, Neil?
Yes.
That was a total intro.
We're here.
Yeah, okay, well, I mean, it's kind of boring.
Chuck, Bubba and Pete.
Well, I'll tell Chuck and he'll...
How about your call of Petey's game winner?
What do you mean?
Did you miss it?
No.
Oh, I thought you used that commercial when you come in after it was already over.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not at all.
Oh, how's that thing working, man?
I don't know. Not well.
You got a droopy pull there.
Yeah, if I bring it close, then it wants to.
Nail. Maybe.
Well, okay. Let me see if I can get where.
There we go.
I think maybe you need to get closer, but I need. Let me.
All right.
Oh, there you go. Oh yeah, we're in now. He's too far back. Get up here and cuddle up with me and Feezer.
Get up here.
Come on. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, Wednesday night, 8:02.
8:02. Right on time.
2 weeks from today.
Goodbye.
See you later. We're going to Florida.
Yeah. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
So I guess we're canceling all the sports.
No, I'm not going anywhere this year. I wasn't sure I was really going to be able to find somebody to kind of work with the swim schedule. So I'm staying in cold weather.
Ew. This is a first for you guys.
Yes,
always
every year for like the last 25 years.
Never missed
a winter vacation. So this is, I'm crying.
Yeah, this is hurting, ain't it? This is a bad one.
We'll text you.
Yeah.
Thanks. send me pictures.
There you go.
Look at us.
Yeah, don't just text her. Rub it in.
Yeah.
Really make it bad.
Put a nice little drink and a beach and show me what's going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That voice you guys hear, that's the head coach of the Fort Carroll Union swim team, Mrs. Mindy Buppy. This is how many years for you now?
This will probably be my sixth year, I think.
Sixth year?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That is really is, ain't it? How, did you ever think you'd be doing this for 6 years?
No. And yeah, same thing with that Eel Summer Swim program that we've been doing for 11 or 12. Yeah, I didn't see that coming when I moved here to Fort Recovery and started this up. Yeah.
But you know, you've had some great success and the success continues this year. And I was talking to Fee earlier about our numbers. And once again, I mean, you got to be happy with the numbers, right?
Yeah, numbers. I think girls, size-wise, we're about the same. And boys, we actually have a few more this year. So we can put relays together and things like that, which, yeah, is very nice. So it makes it, you know, seem much more like a team to have the boys where they can do the relays. I think that was a real struggle last year for Nolan and Josh.
That would stink. I mean,
absolutely.
You can't do it.
Right.
I didn't get to see it, but he said that there's a Facebook video or Twitter video, the Sheridan pumping everybody up.
Firing them up.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't get to see it.
We probably posted it. We actually now have a Twitter account for Recovery Swim. Classic. So, yeah, and he's one of those that does. He's good to fire everybody up. He's got a good attitude. And, yeah, he actually, you know, brings a little spark of energy to the team, so...
Yeah, we had him in here. He is a great kid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He is a class kid. I agree.
Yep.
You started the season out, and we've been at this, 2 months now?
Yeah, we're actually, you know, mid-season here, and actually in maybe two weeks, we have the unofficial MAC again here at Jay County. So, we're excited about that. So, yeah,
you defend your title, right?
Yes, we do. I think it's going to be tough this year. I think New Bremen's tough. And, Coldwater got a new coach last year. Not a new coach, but Matt May went from Slino over to Coldwater. And he's done a lot of things already with that team. And they're going to be tough. They had a little setback with the accident that they had.
Yeah.
Yeah, their girls team took a hit. There were four or five girls in that car. So, I don't think maybe one of them's competing. I think the rest of them probably won't compete the rest of the season.
Thank God that everybody's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Because that could have been
that's my worst nightmare every day we drive, to South Adams, to Burn, or over to Versailles, is that, please get us back safely and there and back safely. So
that's the truth.
Right.
So you still doing the morning practices?
We don't do too very many.
Okay.
We've gotten to the point now where over the Christmas break, I think I did a couple of them that were 7 to 9 in the morning, but a lot of times we went 11 to 1, and I've got enough pool time over at South Adams. It, sometimes it's later, like we'll go 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock at night, or we'll go, a lot of times we go 4 to 6 PM over at Versailles once a week. So I'm usually getting about 2 days right after school a week. And then I get two that are a little later. And then we'll just throw in a morning here or there if there's something, like if you got a sports banquet or something, then we'll have to go 6 or 7 in the morning that one day.
Yep.
Something like that. So it's gotten better. I mean,
how many teams do we have in the MAC?
I think we're at 6, maybe.
And we need 7? Is that right?
7, I think.
Yeah.
Somebody get a swim team.
Absolutely. Come on.
I know.
Who don't have one?
St. Henry doesn't have an official one. Parkway doesn't. Then someone, you know, like Delphus.
Sanders got a new pool. I bet they get one.
They have 4 or 5 girls, but they're still considered kind of a club program right now. Yeah. So they just haven't officially become a MAC team. So, yeah, we'd love to see them do that and turn it into an official sport. Yeah, that would be amazing.
That would be awesome for you.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your staff again. Who you got helping out?
Peyton Toby's helping again this year.
Okay.
And then actually Olivia Winning, who was Olivia Atchison.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a swimmer as well for me. And she's come back this year. She's just finished up her student teaching. And she's now, I believe, substitute teaching. So she's available to teach for anybody who's, staff that's listening. But yeah, she's back doing that. And she's helping with the program as well.
Good.
So, yeah.
And then do you have any other, you three run both the boys and girls?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you guys go practice with being able to, have you seen like with your boys and being able to field relay teams, have you gotten even more, I don't know, is it like more momentum in the boys program more? I mean, are they, as far as having the, being able to play in more events and being more involved in more kids, that's got to be a huge plus.
Yes, I think that they're more dedicated and they actually are seeing, we're seeing improvement every week. We have a meet almost every week and they're seeing their times drop. I mean, Owen Sheridan's time for his 100 fly, he went to districts back as a sophomore in the 100 fly. Well, he just got a time faster than his fastest time because he was out his junior year, now. So mid-season, he's swimming faster than he was at the end of his sophomore year. So he's pretty excited because I said, hey, look what you're doing now. What's going to happen at the end of the season? And I think that kind of buoys all the other kids too. They're seeing their times and they're looking at our relay times saying, hey, we got a shot here to at least move on to districts and see what we can do after that. So
absolutely.
You just had the Jay County Big Invitational. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And how did we fare over there?
I think girls placed 6th and boys placed 8th. And I would have to go back and look at my Facebook page, but we did, like, the boys, I believe, came in ahead of, New Bremen and Marion Local and some of those things that, we didn't even have, we didn't have a chance at all because we were only placing in, like, 1 or 2 individual events, and now we were able to get points
in
the relays and things like that. So
is this the first year you had?
No, there was.
You had relays?
No, there was a couple years ago we had a group of boys.
We did have.
Yeah, so.
Okay, I couldn't remember if there was or not.
Yeah, I think it just kind of depends on year to year who's interested. So, I'll be really interested to see what happens next year. I'd really like to see some, young kids come in and try it.
Keep trying.
A lot of times when they try it, there's a couple times where we're darn near dragging some kids to practice. Say, just try this. And, halfway through the season, they're like, I'm really glad I did this. And
I think Kelsey Judy was one of those kids who was like, oh, no, why am I? And then all of a sudden she
it's kind of fun afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah, I think at any time you get involved in a team sport, kids are going to like it. They're going to like the camaraderie. They're going to like the competition.
Yeah, and all the swim kids are nice and fun. So why wouldn't they want to come out and hang out with us, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. That's the best answer.
I'm not sure if they all like me, but I think they like each other.
I'd say you're doing pretty good.
All right, that's exactly right.
Yeah. And you also, switching sides to the girls, once again, a pretty solid program.
Sure. I mean, we did lose quite a few from last year, with Sophie and Alexis and then Paige not returning and going ahead and just playing basketball full time. So that definitely hurt, but we still have a lot of strong swimmers. So, they're doing really well. And some of the sophomores that were freshmen last year are really stepping up. Shelby Stallman has been doing an amazing job this year. Autumn Burke. So they've been, definitely key And then Rachel Atchison has been doing a lot of the relays for us. Katie McIntosh has come in, and I've kind of started shoving her in some of those distance events, like the 500 free, yeah. which she's, you know, thinking, having a meltdown almost over, which I would probably too after, you know, she's not been a, you know, winter swimmer. She's not been one of those year-round swimmers, but she's gone in and, you know, she did it, and she's like, oh, it's not so bad.
How's your daughter doing?
Good. Ava's doing really well as well. She kind of likes that middle distance, and yeah, mm-hmm. she's been doing well in that 200 IM, 200 free, 500 free. She's kind of one of those swimmers too. So,
and then you're led by Cassidy, mm-hmm. and she's
she's been doing great. Her times are right where they should be for this time of year. She's already gotten a best time in that 200 IM, broke the high school record in that. So we know she's doing well. In the sprints, I won't see her drop down till the very end. But yeah, where she is right now, she's very close in her 100 free. So we're looking at her time saying she's sitting very well for this time of year.
So. Well, that's great. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk more Fort Recovery Indian Swim. Head coach Mindy Bupp right after this. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the Fort Recovery basketball games coming up the rest of this week. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host the Delta St. John's Blue Jays. The varsity game will be a WPGW simulcast. On Friday, the boys will travel to Delphus to take on the Blue Jays. There will be no radio broadcast coverage of either the JV or varsity games that night by any stations. On Saturday, the boys will travel to St. Mary's for a game that was postponed from the beginning of the season due to the Rough Riders' long run in the football playoffs. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the JV and varsity games that night. More basketball this weekend. Tomorrow, girls host Delphus St. John's. Friday, boys at St. John's. Saturday, boys at St. Mary's. Get to all these games this weekend to support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the games we can. Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
The home of the Indians.
The Indians.
Fort Recovery Radio. Except we will not be the home of the Indians Friday night. There's no broadcast.
No broadcast?
Nope.
All Delphus.
Yeah, they said no.
Rob won't be there. He's got it.
They got their tournament.
Jay County
right?
stuff going on, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Of course, at the beginning of the season,
so that
there
means
was no way he
get
could
your butts to Delphus to watch the Indians.
Yes.
Make a road trip.
That's going to be a tough game.
Always is at the Vatican.
Yep. That place, I hate going up there.
It's tough.
I'd rather shave my head with a cheese grater.
Well, we could do that. That could be one of the things where we could help promote the WOW party down there. We can shave Bubba's head with a cheese grater.
Cheese grater.
That would hurt. Would
hurt a little bit.
A little bit.
How about Monday night? So we get the checks.
Yep.
Some of the checks for the
Christmas show.
Christmas show. And so me and Fee delivered a couple, and Bill and Jack delivered a couple. And our first stop was to Shane Homan. Mm-hmm. And, that was quite, what a class kid.
What a great kid.
What a family. And what a feel-good thing.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And it was, and we got some great news, actually.
Yes.
He told us that he's wiggling his toes.
Really?
So yes. That's big.
Yeah. And that's not the machine doing it. That's him doing it. Oh, that man. It.
Yeah.
Big, that is awesome.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Oh, man.
So they're really.
Let's go, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care if it takes 5 years.
He's battling. Yeah. That's good.
He is. And his attitude is.
He's got a good attitude.
A smile smeared here. Yeah. And,
yep.
And he just.
It kind of pissed him off, though. I think he was playing Xbox.
Yeah. We went. Yeah.
Set a new record.
I think he might have gotten some of that inspiration from what Todd Riegelsberger's been able to accomplish over there. And, you know, you see somebody that's just a regular person that's able to do this, that gives you a little bit of hope.
And
that's
go in there and Jeff Holman says, awesome. Get him off of them Xbox. Now Jeff talked, got that deal.
Yeah.
And then we went up and seen Greg McClure again, and you know, that was a great visit. We sat there for quite a while, Greg, and
had a lot of fun.
And he sent us an email or a group text, and the man just class kid.
He's a class act. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, unbelievable. And,
We are rooting like heck for them guys.
Yep,
I'll tell you
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then Bill and Jack delivered theirs yesterday, and they said it was just a wonderful experience, and they got to meet the two people, and they sat and talked to both the families, and it was just really great. And Spency, you know, none of that would be made possible without you, and the people of Fort Recovery.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
Great community we got here.
That's right. So we're back here with Mindy Bupp and talking Indian Swim and looking at your roster this year, Coach. You and you don't have any cheat notes.
So I know. Yes. My memory and my brain. I usually will.
How old are you?
Oh, do we have to? 50. 50.
Okay, so. Mine's shot. I got nothing.
I got
this guy's unbelievable. he remembers everything. Me, I got zero. So you're gonna go over your team.
Okay.
We're putting heat on you.
Oh, jeez.
Heat on.
One by
you
one.
You got your coaches right.
You did good.
I remembered who they were at least. Yeah.
Good there.
And we're gonna start with the boys program. We're gonna go over our boys and our seniors are
Owen Sheridan and Nolan Toby.
Wait.
There you go.
And both them, Nolan Toby's been in it for...
All 4 years.
Yeah.
From the get-go.
Well, he was out his junior year for shoulder injury. Right. So.
Yeah. And both them guys are having success.
Yeah. And they're seniors. And so it's a big year for them. And Nolan had to get his wisdom teeth removed last week. So that was a little minor setback there. But,
setback.
Yeah. He came to practice the last couple of days and... He's struggling a little bit, but I think he'll be back and ready to go here in the next day or two. Yeah. So, yeah.
And then our juniors are?
Josh Gonzalez.
Okay.
And he's been doing well. He sends a lot of freestyle for us. I make him go with a little more the middle distance for us. And, he does really well. And then sophomore, I have Michael Braun.
Okay.
And this is his first year. So... He's, you know, we're still figuring out what are his best events, but he's turned out to be a pretty decent backstroker for us. Yep. And I put him in that in the medley relay, and he's been doing really well, and his time's been dropping a lot. So,
good.
A lot of improvement for him.
That's got to be kind of neat as a coach.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you're going to get.
Right.
You know, when a kid gets in the water, he might sink, you know. But
So how's that happen?
One thing he sinks, and the next thing he's really good at.
That's a great point. So he signs up to swim. Mm-hmm. And what's he like to say? I suck at swimming, or I'm. How's that go? Does he come in and say, "I really don't know what I'm doing, but I'll give it a shot"?
Yeah, you know, he swam a little bit in the summer, so we knew he was capable.
Was he an eel?
Yes, he did that for a year, kind of off and on here and there. But he's a pretty natural swimmer, and he's kind of tall and lanky, and he's got a good arm reach length on him. So if you can take that length and arm span and put it to good use, you know. Yeah. And he's doing really well. And Aiden Sheridan's a freshman, and he kind of seems to have inherited that shoulder problem that I'm.
Does he?
Or some sort of another shoulder problem. He's going to have surgery in February. So
no kidding.
Yeah, so he kind of is, you know, trying to swim the best he can. And, you know, partway through practice, it's usually like, okay, I'm going to have to go to kicking because my shoulder is killing me type thing. But, yeah, he's trying to hang in there till his surgery. And he's doing a really good job for, you know, working with what he's, you know, trying to get through with the shoulder. So, yeah, he's doing a good job. So, yeah, I'm just hoping, you know, he gets his shoulder fixed and, you know, Josh and Michael and Aiden come back next year and we have to figure out
who gets to
join them. And, yeah, I think we'll continue to be strong. Yeah. So
what do you have, like, when you look at your Eels program, how many, is there a bunch of boys down there?
There's not a lot. We have some, you know, but it's just, it's, you know, the girls, there's usually twice as many girls or three times as many girls as there are boys. They just seem to, there's a lot of the basketball and baseball and football stuff going on in the summer that they, you know, tend to want to head towards. So, you know, it is, that is what it is. But a lot of those kids that have done it, I mean, there's a lot of those boys that are, you know, not in swim now that did it when they were Eels, or, you know, when they were younger. And I keep telling them, just go out and do it because you would be surprised at what it does for, you know, your cardio and your coordination. Like some of these kids that start swimming when they're 6, 7, 8 years old, they just have this coordination ability because we've worked with them on, you know, when you have to breathe and then hold your breath and get your arms going one way and your legs going another. And the coordination that we can give them is something that I think then helps them in their sports later on. It gives them a lot of strength that they wouldn't have had without having to work a lot harder at that individual sport. They come into some of these other sports with more coordination and strength from the get-go.
Yeah. Well, I think a perfect example of that would be Nolan. I mean, I think Nolan has became a great athlete. I mean, he was a great football player. Mm-hmm. He ended up being a great football player, and I'd say a lot of that had to do with the swimming.
Right.
I mean, just like what you're saying, his balance and playing the line, he did a great job. Mm-hmm. His last couple of years, you know, when he first started as a freshman, I thought, I don't know if he's going to make it or not, but boy, he just kept working at it and getting better and better. And he had a great senior year.
Yeah.
Look at, like, I noticed the last night at Page Four camp, her shoulders are unbelievable.
Your wingspan. Yeah, it does. It actually changes the makeup and you get the wider, broader shoulders because your lung capacity is larger than a normal athlete. Yeah. And yeah, you that lung capacity in your shoulders and, you know, everything that we do with your upper body is key. So yeah, there are a lot of times they, and if you looked at Carly Stone, she had the same thing. Yeah. And if you look at any of our swimmers, you know, they always kind of joke. They're like, oh my gosh, look at my back, you know, and that sort of thing. But yeah, it does change the way that they're physically made up if they're kind of doing that during their, you know, when they're growing and things. So
let's talk a little about your girls. Now it's all your boys, right?
That is all my boys.
Freshmen, no freshman boys?
Well, that was Aiden.
He's the only one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the girls program now and your seniors.
Seniors, Cassie Martin, who's, like I said, you know, been having a great year. And, you know, she's the one that's always, you know, in the water. You know, she's in and out of the locker room in 30 seconds. She's ready to get in the water, ready to go, ready to swim. And, yeah, she always, you know, anytime she swims a race, you know, if isn't her best, it's like, it's all right. I'm like, you know, this, she's like, all right, I got it. You know, next time on to the next race. And she's just, you know, great attitude and always a workhorse for us. And
so is her times comparable to last year?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think right now she's, like I said, I think she's maybe a tenth or two off her best 100 free time and 200 IM. She's done the best.
Yeah.
So far, she already broke. Alexis had the record last year and now Cassie's got it. She broke the 200 IM. Yeah. Record. So yeah, all of her times are doing really well.
So do you like when they do stuff, I mean, do you say, okay, we gotta get you, you know, your start's gotta be better than that. Or you're struggling in the middle, you know, or can you see stuff like that?
Yeah, there's times like when we had a race where, you know, Cassie will jump off the blocks and she'll come up and she'll be half a length behind somebody or something. And well, she'll finish the race and I was like, what happened on your start?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, you know, my foot slipped or yeah, I just didn't get the right, you know, angle on my dive or whatever. But, you know, between her and I, you know, you can see the kids too. Yeah, they could tell.
Sure
they're like,
know.
I missed my turn. Like I barely touched and that didn't work right. And yeah, and that's things. So I'm like, that's why I'm always like, do things correctly in practice. And then you will do things correctly at the meet.
Yep.
And that's some of that.
You're going to play like you. Practice.
Play with practice.
That's
right. Absolutely. So we work a lot on doing things up at speed, you know, doing your turns at high speed, yeah. doing your starts correctly all the time so that they can
So do you run right. like, okay, like when you're working on my, I'm working on my turns.
Mm-hmm.
So do I start from like 15 feet from the
Yeah, a lot of times we'll start what they call, like the flat, like they have backstroke flags that uh-huh. are always, you know, like 10, 15 feet back yeah, just because yeah. then that's how you do your count to know when you're going to hit the wall. Well, we start them from there and I'm like, okay, you are going to go full on speed, three strokes in, three strokes out, do your flip turn right. You know, and we will sit there and we will do that.
See
for 10 minutes,
one
or two flip turns a minute, we will get there just so they give them a break in between. But yeah, we do that a lot of practices and we'll do starts. You know, you go a break, we call it breakout. You dive off the blocks, you go four or five strokes as fast and as hard as you can.
See how fast you can go.
And go.
You know. Do you time any of that stuff?
Sometimes, but a lot of times I'll start doing that more towards the end of the season. We'll start doing a lot more of what they call the race pace work, where we're actually like, if they swim 100 free, we want them to swim a 50, give them 5-10 seconds break, swim a 25 with 5 and 5, and see if they can get under their actual time because we're giving them just a little race to get them.
And that's kind of, I mean, mm-hmm. for me as a practice, I think that's probably fun. I mean, that, for them, if they get it, they get to try to keep getting better.
Right.
And you give them a time and say, that was very good.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, you did better.
Right.
You
know, and even like in some of the more mundane things, you know, a lot of times I'll say, okay, we'll do this set and then we'll do the same set 2 weeks later. And I'll say, well, when you did the set last time, you did 5 of them and you did them on a minute. Now you did 8 of them and you did them on 55 seconds. So then they can still even see in practice so that they're getting better.
We're getting better.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Right.
So we got, you just said your senior.
Okay, yeah, Cassie.
We got Cassie.
Juniors, Rachel Atchison.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she does a lot of freestyle for us. I usually put her in a good portion of our relays across the board. She does that. She's very strong. And then we're kind of trying to decide whether to, you know, where to put her in these last few meets of the season, whether she'll swim the 100 free, 200 free, that sort of thing for us as well.
And basically for you, through the year, you're basically shooting for the playoffs. I mean, when you get to the end.
Yeah, shooting for MAC and shooting for sectionals, district.
So you're kind of picking and choosing where I want to put them and let's try this.
There's times we go into some meets and I'm thinking I'm not, you know, I want to go in and do the best we possibly can, but I also need to get these kids in some different events to make sure that I don't have a breakout in some event that I didn't realize that this swimmer was going to be really good at.
Really good, yeah.
So, and that's kind of like I said, what we're seeing with Katie a little bit is how she's really, you know, she's a decent distance swimmer for us. So,
good.
Okay, so then sophomores. I got a lot of sophomores.
This is a big one.
Yeah, this is
that's
a big
good.
One. Yeah, this is where I'll go. Obviously, I could probably remember my daughter. Usually,
I like your chance.
This one, yeah, your chance.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, she usually swims about anything we need her to swim.
Yeah.
She's really just always been that kind of that utility swimmer for us. She'll swim medley, relay, backstroke. We need her. She'll swim the 100 free, 200 free, 500 free, 200 IM. She can. I will throw in about anything just to, you know, where we need her for that particular meet. If I'm trying to get other kids to do different things, I'll stick her in, you know, where I'm in, you know, where I got a spot. So, and she's always very good with
that. She's a trooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've got.
Plus, she knows you'd kill her if she didn't.
Well, probably that too. Yeah. Like, you know, occasionally someone will get sick. They'll miss a practice. They'll have something going on. Like, I think I'm not sure she's missed anything yet. And it's probably that fear of repercussions. I don't know. But. And then Autumn Burke, she's been doing really well. She always swims the 100 fly for us. She's a very good butterflyer, and then she's a very good sprint freestyle. So she goes very short distances, like the 50 free, 100 free, and 100 fly. That's what she swims, and her times have been dropping like crazy this year.
Yeah, good.
So, and she does cheer on the side too, so she's kind of doing that dual thing, but she's been concentrating a little more on swim this year, and you can really tell.
Yeah.
And then Katie McIntosh Toby, same thing. She does cheer, but they've been really trying to work on making sure they get to the practices. Mm-hmm. And she's 200 free, 500 free relays. Once she gets over that initial shock of me sticking her in an event, then she usually does really well. And then she's like, oh, that's not so bad. And I could do that again. So, and she's a lot of fun. She's always happy and she's a great kid. Then let me think. I still have more sophomores. Shelby Stallman, and she is more of that distance and 200 IMer for us, and she's been doing great. She's had some of her best times in the 200 IM already, and she's just one of those that she is working so hard to kind of fill some of the spots that we've needed to when we lost some of our seniors. So I've been just very happy with her and her work ethic this year, and she's really, really been pushing to get a lot better. So very impressed with her.
Good. Uh-oh, come on.
Yeah, I know. See?
Now, what, your daughter listening? Maybe she'll fire a text at you.
Yeah, maybe she's not. Probably not. They're probably in religion.
Oh, religion.
And, okay, so how many have I got? I've gone through Cassie, Rachel, Ava, Autumn, Shelby, Katie. Okay, I think I'm just down to the freshmen.
All right.
All right.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
Yes. And then, so I've got Kendall Evers and Shelby Atchison and Melissa Laux.
Oh, good.
Are all freshmen. And I believe Kendall did a little summer swim, and Shelby Atchison maybe eels once or a couple years. And I don't think Melissa was one that I don't think had ever gotten in the pool to swim a lap.
Yeah.
Officially ever. And, you know, she's like, what troopers. And, mm-hmm. you know, Melissa, she will do anything I ask her. And she is really turned into a very good freestyler for us. Shelby's swimming backstroke, and Kendall's been working on her breaststroke, and those girls are really working hard, and I've been very impressed with them this year as freshmen.
So. Well, that's great.
So you as a coach, swim team, I mean, that's got to be kind of neat, your first day of practice, because you don't know who the heck's coming. I mean, and the thing is you can't really say, because you have no idea that somebody comes in there, they might be a fish.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
you know, like some of the stuff, you know the girls mm-hmm. are coming back. They're gonna be solid, mm-hmm. strong. But like when you get the young ones, that'd be fun. I mean,
oh,
it'd
yeah.
be,
it's kind of neat fun knowing. Teaching them, and it's fun. It's like I wish I'd taken some videos of their first swim practice or two, because the difference between them now, or, you know, from when they first started to now, is tremendous. And they're the ones that's so much fun because you know they every meet they have like. It seems like they're getting their
Keep
best
getting
times,
better.
And
yeah.
so it's very fun for them because I'm like,
yeah.
oh, yeah, best
you get
time
in the
again.
Water?
No.
No. did you ever? Like when it?
You know, not too much. I think back a few years ago with the eels, I occasionally would get in the water with some of those really
yeah,
young kids, but now we've kind of got that program where I've got those high schoolers are, I sick them with the younger kids, and they do a really good
so
job.
So most of them know how to touch wall and push off and all that before you get them.
Yeah.
Okay. So they learn that.
And when I get them with the eels. You know, like someone like Melissa, no. But, I mean, when you're in high school, it everything clicks really fast, it seems like.
Yeah.
If, you know, if you're athletic,
right.
you know, when you're five, you
so
might.
So I'd be slamming
might,
right into the wall?
Yeah.
Bob knocked himself out again.
Well, we do have some of that.
How are we going to get him out?
Some of those, some people, when they
Shut
try
up,
to do
Neil.
That flip turn, they will hit their head on the bottom of the pool occasionally and
yeah.
kind of come up. I think, okay, don't get a concussion, please.
Yeah. You've been doing this 6 years. So when you look at the overall swimmers mm-hmm. and you look at other teams and other programs, do you see kids getting better? Do you see a kind of a...
Oh, absolutely. I think the times that when Corey Stone was swimming when I first started with the program and some of those other kids... For them to get to from sectionals to districts and from districts to state, you watch those times drop every year. You know, I think back, you know, a few years ago, 100 breaststroke, you could get in with a, you know, 112, 113. Now it's 109, 108, 109, you know. So that's over 5 years. It's probably dropped 4 or 5 seconds. Same thing with that 200 IM. It used to be, you know, like some of those, yeah, those events, it just, the whole entire sport is getting faster, you know.
Did you swim in high school?
Yes.
So when you, what was your times?
Oh gosh, way slower than any of the kids.
Is that
now.
Right?
yeah. And the thing is, you know, the rules changed though too. You know, when I swam, and I don't know, like this may be just completely boring to anybody who doesn't know a lot about swim, but you know, when you swim the breaststroke, there's something called the pullout. So when you dive in, you are allowed this really long pull and kick underwater, and then you pop up and you start swimming this up down. Everybody, you know, they bob up and down all the time. Well, you know, we couldn't have any kind of butterfly motion in our breaststroke, and we couldn't, you had to break surface before you even started that second. And there were so many tight rules. Well, now, you know, you can, it's just the rules change. So then they're all of a sudden they can get a little faster because they get a little bit, things change. You know, backstroke, there was no flip turn. Now they can roll over on their stomach and do a front flip turn onto the, and then, you know, push
so you've been
back.
All state.
Oh, no.
I think that's what she's saying.
That's what she's trying to
but
say.
But I'm just saying that. I just say, that, like, the rules change, things change, the techniques change, the drills change, everything, you know, it's just an evolve. It's like any sport. They learn new things. And
will Ava be the best butt swimmer? Is your daughter listening?
Like I said, I think she's in religion. My oldest, I did not tell her I was going to be on the radio. Okay. But Ava is swimming as fast as Alexis did probably her junior year. Ava's swimming as a sophomore. But I've been changing the way I coach as well. I learn things. Yeah. So I think, you know, I almost feel bad for Alexis because if she was a freshman now, by the time she was a senior, she might be, you know, a way better swimmer than she was.
That's a good point. Do you go to clinics? Do you do stuff like that? How do you better yourself?
I read books, I watch videos and things like that. I mean, there's a lot out there and there's, you know, swimming websites and things that will give you more, you know, drills and things to do and how to set up your practices and a lot like that. So it's a lot of, you know, just I've done more of it on my own and talking to coaches. I mean, if you stand around on the pool deck and talk with enough coaches, everyone's very nice and they're more than willing to help. If you know what, you know, kind of questions to ask, you start realizing, you know, there's a lot of things you could be doing when you start talking to the other coaches. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take a break. Time flies, don't it? 25 minutes tonight. We're going to take a break. Come right back with Mandy Bupp. Sports Talk sponsored by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring a chili supper on Friday night, January 25th. Serving will be in the high school commons from 4:30 to 6:30 before the boys' basketball game with Coldwater. Tickets will be available at the door for only $6, and kids under 5 are free. All proceeds benefit the FREA Scholarship Fund. Get to the Coldwater game early on January 25th and enjoy the FREA Chili Supper with all the fixins, serving from 4:30 to 6:30.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, Mindy Bub.
Hey, Bubby.
I got a phone call from Mr. Jeff Wendell. Mm-hmm. We are doing, Spency, I think you're in on this.
Yeah.
We are doing their next raffle. They're giving away 15 guns,
in April.
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 Yeah.
And they're going to do that live.
Really?
On Sports Talk.
That'd be awesome.
So you'll be able to, the drawing will be up here.
We're going to be shooting them?
We're going to be, we should try them out. Neil, you in or out?
It's okay. The upstairs neighbor might not appreciate
may
that.
I like it?
Who lives upstairs?
She probably doesn't necessarily want me to say, but it's a very nice person that we don't want to shoot guns at.
Shoot guns?
This will be the first time I've really ever held a gun. I mean, you're not taking them out of the box, ain't you?
Probably, but they may not actually bring them up here.
You gotta bring them up!
Come to think of it, we are going to do Facebook Live. So
absolutely.
You'll be showing them.
I'll be doing
radio. But, yeah.
Spinning them.
Or what do you call that thing when you spin the chamber?
Spin the chamber.
Yeah. This is going to be big.
Quick Draw McGraw.
Yeah. When is it?
April. Yeah, the first week, isn't it?
Don't forget to get your WOW tickets yet.
You're kind of out of luck.
Yeah.
But we will be giving away at least one WOW ticket that night.
Oh, we have a couple. Oh, that's big.
I have at least one that we are going to give away that night.
That's big.
Neil, this is big.
Yeah.
We'll auction it off.
Ooh, that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, this is big.
Ooh. Yeah, we were thinking just giving one away.
Maybe that get might Johan not be, up here to auction.
That might not be a bad idea. Well,
it'd be F rated.
Yeah, it's probably a little tough to do. Yeah, April 3rd is a Wednesday, so that's when that would be. But I think it'd be a little tough to have all the bidders in here. But we can do it on the phone.
Do it online.
Yep.
This is big.
That's big. It's gonna be big.
You ever shot a gun, Mindy?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah, but more probably when I was quite a bit younger. I don't think I've shot a gun since I was probably 13 or 14.
Really? I figured you use it to run kids out of your pool.
There you go.
Did you win anything for Christmas decorations?
Third place.
Jeez, are you happy with that or was you...
Well, it's been how many years and he's always said we are ineligible. We can't...
They put you in this year.
I think he's finally, you know, he's gone through most, you know, like a lot of the good, you know, houses and things. And you know, finally he's like, I guess I can give it to my friend and maybe I won't catch too much.
Mm-hmm. So you're ineligible if the mayor likes you?
I guess so. Yeah, so everybody else who's gotten a prize so far.
That explains why I didn't get it.
On the naughty list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Had to be.
I'm surprised I didn't get first place.
It did look nice.
Thank you.
It did look good.
Thanks.
Yeah, you got a beautiful pad there.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're getting ready to do your basement.
Yes.
Why don't you put a pool in?
In your basement?
Yeah.
Indoor, outdoor.
Nice. You could have put
a top over half your pool.
We always joke about this. Everyone's like, just have the swim team practice in your pool. I said it would be great for flip turn practice because that would be about all that we would have room to do. Is you would do a stroke flip, stroke flip, stroke flip. So and they might be dizzy by about the 10th or 15th flip turn. So you might need a little
good
longer. But yeah, basement. I guess I should be looking into that.
There you go. I'm just saying. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think Boost and Foot, he'll foot that bill.
Oh, yeah, he ain't the
problem. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to talk to the kids. Pool in the basement or couches and things for everybody to hang out. That might take a little thought with them.
He's got a place where he can get the materials at a discounted rate.
Yeah.
A little bit. But for a pool, I think you just got to dig a hole.
Probably right. Yeah. You got, now your oldest daughter is where?
Butler.
She's a Butler.
Mm-hmm.
And how's she doing?
Very good. She just went back to school yesterday. So I think she actually said she got all A's. I never really saw a report card, but I'm taking her word for it at this point. That's all I can do. She said she did well. So
You got one in Miami?
No.
She went to Butler.
My oldest is at Butler. That's it. I got Ava, who's sophomore.
I was thinking there was another one.
Yeah. She was talking about going to Miami at one time, right?
Alexis, she applied to Miami.
Yeah. All right. She's a Butler Bulldog.
She's a Bulldog.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we went to see a basketball game already. It was we had parents' weekend. Yeah. It was neat.
Yeah, I bet that was. I always wanted to go there.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool. So we're back in that voice you're hearing is Coach Mindy Bupp, and we're talking about swim team. And let's talk a little bit about the MAC this year, Coach. And you said that the New Bremen is really good or?
The girls, New Bremen. Boys, I haven't really sat down and run the numbers to see with five of us how we will fare.
Yeah.
But, you know, watching what happened last year and New Bremen came in second last year to us and, yeah, with us, you know, losing a few of the swimmers that we did, I think, you know, New Bremen's going to be really tough this year.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, Coldwater's coming up with, you know, Matt May is his second year coaching Coldwater, and his daughter's really good, and he's worked very hard to kind of get that program really solid. And he'll be good. And even Versailles, with the numbers they have, Versailles has a very large swim team.
Yeah, they really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think
Versailles the largest school in the MAC. Are they bigger than Coldwater?
Good question.
Probably at least boys wise because they're in the the they're in football or a division higher than Coldwater. So
yeah.
So that's probably yes. I don't know about girls, yeah. But yeah.
And they have a huge swim team.
Yeah, they have quite a large number of kids that swim, and so does Marion Local. I think last year he said it was like 2/3 of his kids swam or something of their a third of their kids in their high school swam.
So now is Marion go to New Bremen or where they swim?
Yes, I think they practice at New Bremen. I think Marion Local and New Bremen and some of those, they really struggle to get pool time.
Yeah, bet.
Or, I don't know, what the stipulations are, but I know he always says he gets 3 hours a week.
3 hours a week.
Yeah.
Wow. And what do you get? Kind of whatever you can get, but
yeah,
what does that amount to?
I'm probably getting about 8 hours, yeah, 8-9 hours. Yeah. So yeah, I'm getting about three times as much as that. So yeah, well, we're really fortunate. Our hours are not the greatest, like I said, a lot of times as far as having to go a little later in the evening. But yeah, we do a pretty good job. If I get them there, I can usually get them there for an hour and a half or 2 hours at a time, which we struggle with too, because that whole process then is almost like a 4 hour chunk of their day, because we meet 45 minutes before our practice to drive over there, and then it takes us 45 minutes to an hour once they jump in the showers after, and then come, when we leave school at 3:25, we don't get home till 7 o'clock, or if we leave at 7 or it's we if we if it's 7 o'clock practice, we leave at 6:15, we don't get back till 10 o'clock. Yeah. So it's just it's a big time commitment for them. So
So it's not just an hour and a half practice.
Yeah, it's not just walk out of class,
right,
go down to the gym, and then go home at 5 o'clock or 5:30. Right. It's a little bit more involved. Yeah. So
where is your MAC meet?
Is that it's Jay County?
Is this Jay County mm-hmm. again?
Yeah,
we're going.
We're back.
We was there last year.
Yeah,
we
made it. It's a nice facility.
Sweat.
It's still hot in there, but it's one of the best facilities around this area. They run a great program. They have a great facility. It's a great place to watch it. We'll actually be at South Adams Saturday, and it's not quite as big as Jay, but they will have a lot of bleacher seating, and I think they'll have even like an upstairs deck area for people to watch. And there's only going to be maybe eight teams, so it's not going to be as big as some of these.
And yeah, you can do. We can't go. We can't do the radio Friday.
So
we can make it up
morning.
And do the Saturday morning swim meet.
There you go.
Well,
we could anyway if we were doing the Friday.
No, you ain't allowed to do Friday.
Even if we were, we could still get up in the morning. I'm going to be up in the morning.
We ain't happy
with them.
No,
it'll be okay.
Harry Hall texts in. He says,
Perry?
Mindy's right.
Is he coming to? Is he going to come announce this? Where's
Perry? What is going on? Nobody sees him anymore.
Nope.
He fell in love.
He fell in love, didn't he?
And he said, I don't need
to
recover.
Fell off the earth.
I don't need us. He don't text in. He don't even. Nope. He used to listen all the time.
Yeah.
And then I got this text from my son-in-law. They're not going to have them up there, you moron. If you win, you have to register the gun through the gun dealer.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
So if you just can't come up here and win a gun and take it home with you.
No. No. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh. No, you didn't know.
Well, they did mention that before, and I forgot about it, but yeah.
Don't try it. Neil, you just threw me under the bus. Okay. Neil, we're a team.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought the same thing you did, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
There you go.
Shoot people.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I wasn't trying to throw you under the bus.
Yeah, you did.
I'd like to.
I wasn't trying to. That wasn't my.
Test them, make sure they're working.
You should give it. You give it a little shooting target practice.
Yeah.
I agree with you. So, Perry's back on.
Uh-oh.
Perry says he's a busy man, but he can call me anytime you want him to. I gotta love Perry.
There you go.
Well, there you go. Saturday morning.
There you go. Absolutely.
Pressure's on.
Pressure's on, big fella. Yeah. So we're at South Adams in a six teamer.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we got.
I think maybe Tuesday we swim at Delta High School again. We usually swim twice there. They're very nice. Like sometimes it's just really hard to get meets around the area because the YMCAs, they charge a lot for, renting the facility and that kind of thing. So like Delta High School, where their pool is at their facility, their coach has been awesome. She's helped out a lot with our programs, giving me advice and things. And she says, I've got a couple small teams. So anytime I'm swimming those small teams, you come over, we'll swim me at the same time. And so, yeah, it's awesome. So.
Absolutely. Who pays for it? Does the school pay for all of our stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. as far as the, you know, they'll, you know, busing to the meets. And then, you know, if we, there are some times where they, we will pay, and we have to pay when we come to the invitations, like South Adams, we pay, I think, $50 a team. So $100, because girls and boys, to go over there, to pay for officials. You know, she had to pay for officials and all of that. So, yeah.
Well, do you do a fundraiser?
We sell baked goods at Easter.
I didn't buy anything.
Well, why not?
Hit us up.
You know, baked goods? Bubble by donuts.
Yeah, we do that. Like,
he's looking for good donuts.
Don't even get me started. Oh, yeah. Through the St. Henry Bake Shop. They provide everything. Okay. We do one of those where we send the forms in through the to the school and in the Portside Journal. And then...
You buy anything?
Nope.
Nobody asked. Way to support.
So do you have the bake sale thing? Is that something you take orders for? Do you have a
yeah, it's like an order
front, or
it's an order sheet that, you know, that'll be in the Portside Journal, and then it, like I said, we send it home with the schools, and then, you know, we have like the swimmers sell them, but yeah, it's like seven or eight different kinds of pies, and the frosted cookies that like come in bunny shapes and carrot shapes.
Pumpkin pie?
I don't know if there was pumpkin pie. I know we did carrot cake.
I like carrot cake.
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right. We'll drop some forms off.
All right. Because that's what we're about, ain't we, Spencer? Yep.
You bet.
Yeah. About this donut. Have you been talking about the donut thing? Because it's been blowing up all over social media.
Bob may have started.
I was wanting a donut bad today.
Now listen. So I wake up this morning and Laner's there and he wants a donut.
Yeah.
Twist.
Yeah.
Lane likes Twist. I like Twist. I like cinnamon sugar Twist or whatever. Yeah. There's no Twist at the Pack-a-Sack. So I think, well, I'll get something else. Mm-hmm. The donut selection was an embarrassment to anybody who's ever bought a donut. The icing was a joke. If you're going to eat a donut, spill icing on your shirt. Get it on the side of your mouth.
Not on there?
Nothing. I mean, it was an embarrassment. So I said, no, I'll go to Shell. I figured Shell's got a different place. Because I've been to St. Henry Bake Shop. They got great donuts. Cold water is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I go, they got the same. Can I say the company, Neil, or not?
How about you go to our sponsor?
Yeah.
But they're not open that
Wayne
early.
Street.
They open at 7.
Neil, they don't open at 7.
Yes, they do.
I thought they open at 8.
Well, this was at 5. I thought they opened at 8, too.
Well, they used to. They've been open at 7 for a year. Serving breakfast.
I'd always go up there and get.
No, they did away with the breakfast.
Did they?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, well, they did. Well, maybe they did it away with their donuts.
I think they're still in there.
They have donuts.
Do they still? I always used to get them for the boys on Saturday.
From the Cold Water Bake Shop or Santa?
No,
over
IGA.
It's IGA.
Okay, that's where we're going.
Yep.
I'm out.
I'm not 100% sure where they get them from, but I know they have them. People go in there all times of day and
give me donut or give me that.
I kind of almost would prefer they not look very good, because if they don't look good, then I'm not tempted to eat them.
I look at them every day. Ooh, I'd like to.
You can't pull one off. You don't. I can't eat. You don't bring kids your employees donuts,
huh? On Saturday.
One day, what am I saying? Hungry Mondays through Fridays, or what?
Well, they haven't been out late the night before. On a Tuesday morning, and they can get their own breakfast.
We need a bakery. Well, we need a place where me and Mindy can sit down in the morning, watch TV, watch the news, read the papers.
No coffee.
Absolutely.
We don't have that.
Yeah. You can get, well, I don't know about watching TV, but...
I think Tin Cupboard does some really nice coffees.
Yeah, they don't open until 9.
What time do they open?
They open at 9.
9 o'clock.
Well, sorry.
Too late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got the cappuccino, 25 flavors of stuff.
At Tin Cupboard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good. You can wait till 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I know you're at all the ball games, Bob.
Why don't you go up there? You can walk across the street there, Bub. Check it out.
I'm done drinking coffee by 9.
Yeah, you got about 3 cups in you by that.
3 cups in me. I got a half a gallon in me by that.
You a coffee drinker?
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, I think as soon as I get up, I can't hardly function anymore without it.
Seriously?
Yeah. I get a headache probably by about 11 in the morning if I haven't.
If you don't have your caffeine.
I'm glad if I don't have
some. Yeah. Yeah. If the Tin Cupboard maybe would open at 8, I could just, as soon as the kids went to school, I could just.
So,
plus, if I could time it out every show every day and follow Floppers, then he buys my coffee every time.
Floppers.
Phil Andra.
He does.
He's awesome.
Shout out to Flop.
Flop did. Got me this morning.
So
he buys your coffee.
Yep. Yeah. I go over and pay for it. Yep. The girl go, he just got it. Well, good.
Let's pay it forward. Have you ever bought one? You haven't bought one person one,
have
you?
I did.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah, Tin Cupboard isn't one of our sponsors for Sports Talk, but they sponsor our basketball games, and I'll just play their commercial in our next break.
There we go.
That's we'll nice
hear,
of you.
We'll be able to hear.
You won't be able to play it Friday night because we're not on.
No, we'll play it tomorrow night and Saturday.
But we're not on Friday.
Plus, I'm happy. That's okay. That's a bummer for us because that's probably your biggest audience.
Well, yeah, because a lot of people don't like to go.
Hard but to make that trip. A lot of people don't want to make that trip. So.
That's okay.
That's a bummer.
That's their prerogative. That's
I'll tweet the game out.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
There you go.
I got to do book, though.
Oh.
Yeah. You can do
both. I can do both. I'm unbelievable.
Yeah. How do you do, I mean, right now you can do like Facebook Live. So you can just hold.
No, you're not allowed to broadcast live any high school sports.
Oh, how are they going to know, Neil?
Because it's on Facebook. Facebook polices that stuff.
No, not Fort Recovery versus Delphus.
Okay, well, okay.
You're killing me.
Just try and keep you out of jail.
You're going to jail.
Keep you out of prison. Don't want you be in prison for 10 years.
Bubba G from the Big Al.
I can still kick a 30-yard field goal.
I've never seen it. We were supposed to see it.
25 is what the bet was, but I think I can make it 25? From 30.
Oh, yeah.
When was that bet? That was like years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And every time Lucy always rubs it in.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown me.
Yeah.
I do not like Lucy Kapp one bit. Don't like her at all. Let's take a break. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock. Hey, coming right back with men. We're going to talk Indian basketball. Mm-hmm. Girls with a nice win last night.
Yes.
PD Judy with a huge three Saturday night.
Big three Saturday.
Oh, man. Pulled that one out.
Had to have that one.
We did. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wing Street Market.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
You tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Here are the Fort Recovery basketball games coming up the rest of this week. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. The varsity game will be a WPGW simulcast. On Friday, the boys will travel to Delphus to take on the Blue Jays. There will be no radio broadcast coverage of either the JV or varsity games that night by any stations.
On Saturday, the boys will travel to St. Mary's for a game that was postponed from the beginning of the season due to the Rough Riders' long run in the football playoffs. Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the JV and varsity games that night. More basketball this weekend. Tomorrow, girls host Delphus St. John's. Friday, boys at St. John's. Saturday, boys at St. Mary's. Get to all these games this weekend to support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the games we can. Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Shooters are down on the long end of the court. They're 75 feet from the basket. So 2.4 is enough time if there's not resistance to get across center court. But we'll have to see what happens. Maybe we'll send somebody long. Clay Schmitz triggers it in. Payton's going long. Derek Jeudy to Payton. He'll turn and he'll shoot. And it's in. And they say that the shot is good. And it was very, very close. The officials are all together. And they say that shot is good. They conferred. It was very, very...
Hey, that's a good call, Neil. Yeah. Hello?
Yep.
We on?
There we go. Irish
turned down. Neil, that was a good call. W. Yeah, Neil didn't get excited. Though. He held his composure.
Very professional.
Everything was good.
That's as much screaming as I do, yeah.
That was a hell of a shot. It was a hell of a play by Bayshore to make the call.
Draw it up.
Indians probably played about... I mean, Mister was unconscious Friday night.
Friday night was insane, yeah.
Yeah, 70% from 3-point.
We didn't guard him.
We didn't do a very good job.
Me and Fee and Mindy guard him better.
Yeah.
You're a good defensive player.
I'm not much of a basketball player.
You're not?
Quick feet.
No.
You got quickness. You're a swimmer.
Yeah, I swim because I'm not very good with basketballs.
Mindy, don't let us down. You're part of the team.
Yeah.
So anyway, we go up there Saturday. This is a good team we're playing, Lake of View.
Yep.
You know, they're 6-4 like we are. Mm-hmm. And we were down the whole time, and we just started making a run there in the middle of the third quarter. And by golly, we hung in there, and a lot of kids stepped up and played well. And hats off to two unknown kids, Clayton Pearson and, once again, Blaine Toby were tremendous.
Yep. And Coach Bayshore he couldn't stop talking about those two players in the post game.
Yeah, they really defensively got at it.
Oh, man.
But we played good. I thought Noah had a good game.
Yep.
I thought Derek Jeudy played better. And there were some things that I was really glad to see. So we're going to talk about the basketball game here.
Yep.
We'll talk a little bit more. We still got Miss Mindy here. We're going to get this swim meet on radio.
I think it's happening. I just texted the South Adams coach. He said,
Neil,
bring the table and the equipment.
Bring it on.
Okay. Can we do it?
Yes, I'm sure we can. As the humidity may give us a lot of problems with the equipment, but I don't think so.
South Adams not as bad as facilities. Yeah.
I don't think it'll be a problem, but it could be. So don't be too upset at us if we get partway through.
Goes and drown.
Leave everybody hanging, and they don't know what happened at that last event.
What time does the meet start?
Meet starts at 9.
Oh, Jesus.
9, 8.
In the morning?
Perry's going to have to get up early.
Perry, are you hearing this?
Well, so am I.
We got a girls' game Saturday afternoon?
No.
Nope. I think it'll probably be like 9 a.m. to noon type thing.
Oh, that's perfect.
I don't think it'll be a super long meet.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Neil, you need a sponsor? I'll get Cooper's.
That'd be great.
All right. I'll talk to Susie.
Yeah.
Super.
Susie can pull that. She'll get the strings. Susie might be listening. She listens sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes she don't.
Yeah.
Most of the time she don't.
She don't.
She says she does, but I think she does.
Might be lying a little bit.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm not a fan of Susie anymore.
What?
I'm out.
But don't be
She's
out.
She's awesome.
Yet.
What do you
get her sponsor.
Oh, we need a sponsor.
Make sure we sponsor first.
don't stop liking her until you get her sponsor.
Fine. All right, Susie, I love you again.
Yeah, we're back.
We are back.
I never did stop loving her. She's awesome.
And then the girls played last night. That was a fun trip.
Ooh, Jackson Center?
Yeah, that was really good.
from 2 years ago at the state semifinals to this year, one win.
What
I think? Wow,
61-22.
Ooh,
Indians win. We needed it
up by a bunch. Yeah, they needed a W.
We did need a W. Yeah, but the girls need a W Saturday. The boys need a good meet. Can we win this swim meet Saturday?
I don't know. We would have a shot.
We have a chance of winning this one. Six teams.
Yeah, it'll be. I think New Bremen's there, so
we'll find out.
Minster's there, and then obviously South Adams, us. There may be more. There's Bluffton, I believe.
Bluffton
Adams
sucks.
Central, Marion Local,
Marion,
Bring 'em all.
So there's seven. It could be eight.
It's about a Mac.
So it might not be done then.
Oh, it's
Perry.
Still,
bring
it's
some. Some drink.
I think it's still a fairly small meet. I think we'll be fine.
See, now, I think it'd be neat to listen to you and Perry do a swim meet, Neil.
Mm-hmm. Neil's me? Thinking not me. He's thinking Perry.
I'll run the board. or get somebody to run the board. You don't need me doing that.
Oh, yeah. You got to have some commentary behind.
Oh, yeah. Because that's what makes it fun.
Well, okay. I'll be sitting there going, well, looks like they're wet. That's about all I can tell you. Nobody drowned today.
We're looking good.
Well, you got to get, you could get someone like, I mean, if Susie's going to sponsor me, you got to have someone like Paige Fortkamp come in and call the meet or something like that.
Help, she doesn't have a game.
Help Perry.
I have a feeling
help
they'll be doing basketball practice.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. I don't
never
know.
Maybe not. You can.
It probably depends if they win Thursday or not.
That's right.
If they win, maybe they get the day off.
Yeah, maybe he'll say, hey,
take a break.
Yep. All right, we're going to get it done.
I like it.
Saturday morning, folks, we're going to have the Fort Recovery at South Adams Invitational on Fort Recovery Radio at 9 o'clock.
I like it.
Perry Hall and Neil Spencer doing the announcing.
Perry Hall doing the announcing.
Neil's going to kill me right now. He wants to stay. He had a chance to sleep in.
No, yeah. No, I can't sleep in. Jeez.
Sleeping is for losers.
Well, I like it. I took a good nap this afternoon, but I can't sleep in. Yeah, I can't
sleep when you die.
Yep.
That's what I used to think till about 5 years ago. Sleep or else I'm going to die.
Yeah, or I am going to die.
I can't sleep either. I'm old. Are you a good sleeper?
The older I get, the less I sleep. Isn't that awful?
I know.
Hips hurt.
It's unbelievable. I'm sitting there thinking the other day, am I having a stroke or what's happening with my
bar?
It's getting old.
I can't get comfortable. I don't know. Husband
over.
Snores.
Crack pops that.
What was that?
Now, wait a minute. You guys think it's bad? You're not even old yet. I'm old enough to be your dad.
Well, Spency, I'll tell you right now. I try everything. Pillow between my legs. Pillow. No pillow. No everything. I'm a bouncer all over the place. Can't do her.
That drive me crazy, too. If you were just fidgeting around all the time.
Yeah, my wife's got to hate that. Yeah. She's just over there snoring like a banshee. She's unbelievable.
Don't matter.
She's probably listening. I don't think she's going to be mad at me.
Honestly, well, my husband's not any better. He's terrible. Freight train.
Freight trainer.
Boost a snore?
I would think you guys would know with all these golf trips you take with them. You should be able to hear them through the walls for the night.
The last time we was together, we was laughing so hard.
Yeah, we laughed the whole night.
We scooch you over.
Scooch you over a little bit.
One of the funniest nights of sleeping I've ever had.
Funny night of sleeping.
Yeah.
I like that.
We had the giggles. We were like fifth graders. Yeah, it was good. So Saturday, folks, Fort Recovery, South Adams Invitational, 9 o'clock, we'll be on the air.
We regret that we won't be able to broadcast the swim meet this Saturday at South Adams. Due to a scheduling problem, Perry Hall will not be available to announce the swim meet, so we won't be broadcasting it.
Yep.
I love it.
And I don't know exactly how all this goes. I know that some of the events are... take several minutes, so I don't know exactly how Perry's gonna
fill the time,
but I can promise you that he'll be able to fill it up with stuff.
He has a great gift to gab,
and he knows what he's talking about with the swimming, so that helps.
Exactly what he's talking about.
Absolutely,
that'll be perfect.
Fun.
That'll be great.
Be good.
Rob Rutledge out as the Parkway football coach.
Did he resign or did he fire him? I can't imagine they'd fire him.
I don't know. I got to read on. I got to check it out.
He's your cousin, right?
He is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's crazy.
But it's crazy.
Let's get him here. I liked him.
He's nuts.
Yeah. I liked him, too.
I enjoyed that talk he had with him, and somehow we weren't able to get that stuff on the air in the archives. Something goofed up there, and then we played music so they wouldn't let us do the Facebook Live. They wouldn't leave that on there.
Is the archives working?
Yes, but it's different. And some of it is a little hard to navigate. We had to get a different archive host, because apparently the one we had went out of business, fortunately.
Chuck Woolery.
We had already gotten...
Chuck Woolery? He'd be a good host.
Yeah.
Great host. Who's the black guy that does... Let's Family Make a Deal.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Family Feud. There's a bunch.
Yeah, but who's... Let's Make a Deal. I like that cat.
Oh, yeah. Wayne Rogers.
Wayne Granger.
Wayne Rogers.
Wayne Simpson.
Brady. Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady.
I like him. Oh, yeah.
He's funny. I don't love that show, but I like him.
Let's Make a Deal. Monty Hall.
It's kind of hokey, but it's... I like him, so I watch it sometimes.
What's your favorite game show?
I like Family Feud.
Do you
watch that sometimes?
Some of the answers, are you seriously? People are complaining about it being a little bit
raunchy.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, Steve Harvey says that we got to go.
I do. So we got, so Coach, first of all, I appreciate you coming up.
No problem.
Sure, you're a champ.
Yeah, thank you. I always appreciate the invite.
Yeah.
Get you back up.
Last time we tried to get her up and she was Christmas shopping.
Yeah, I was.
Didn't get a gift.
Oops.
Yeah. Oh, she forgot.
Forgot the old gift there.
Whoops. We knew we were going to get a gift when she wasn't here.
And I thought maybe that's what she was doing.
Yeah. I left it at home.
Did you?
Yeah.
There we go.
They'll stop by later.
Yep.
10 o'clock, knock on the door.
Right. Where's my gift?
Turn the lights out when you
go. Mindy, good luck the rest of the season.
All right. Yep.
Appreciate you coming up. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
And once again, we're going to have the bake sale. We're going to buy all kinds of stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Saturday, we're going to be on the air. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
The Fort Recovery American Legion, along with the Red Cross, will be hosting a blood drive on Monday, January 28th from noon to 6 p.m. And Moeller Brew Barn of Maria Stein is sponsoring a pint for a pint promotion. All blood donors will receive a token that they can redeem for a free beverage at Moeller Brew Barn. Appointments are recommended. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC to schedule your donation appointment, but walk-ins are also welcome. There's always a need for blood no matter what time of year, so give life and donate blood and get a free pint for a pint token from Moeller Brew Barn at the Legion's Blood Drive on Monday, January 28th between noon and 6 p.m. and help the Red Cross save lives. Make your appointment now at 1-800-RED-CROSS or at redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC.
Jeez, that's a lot, Neil.
That's a lot of letters.
Hey.
Yeah.
How do you remember all that?
I write it down.
BBY.
I do write all of this. I'm reading all of that.
Buckeyes getting beat 64-61, 10 seconds left. Buckeye ball.
Not good.
Nope.
That's not good.
Should win this one. Can't lose to Rutgers on the road.
No.
Does Rutgers have a basketball team? That's a mean thing to say. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any Rutgers grads, so never mind.
Where's Rutgers at? New Jersey?
Yeah.
Yep.
New York City, kind of?
New York.
Yeah, I think it's northern New Jersey is my understanding. All that could be wrong, but
tomorrow night, the girls host Devil St. John's.
Yes. At home.
Yeah. WPGW will have the game. We're going to simulcast it, right, Nielsby?
Yep.
That should be one we can get here, shouldn't it?
I think they're pretty good.
Are they?
Let me see here. I got
check them out, Neil.
If I can make my computer. My computer's been slow this week, but let me see what.
I had us as a W at St. Mary's, but playing up there, that ain't going to be no easy game.
I don't have the Collider results from December 20th. And they're playing they played Fort Jennings the other day and Paulding the other day. But as of December 17th, Delphi St. John girls were 2-5. And then they lost two more. The other three I don't have results on.
All right.
So they're 2-7 with the possibility of being 5-7.
All right.
But they haven't gotten crushed in any games. So,
we're favored.
Yeah.
Favored.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially at home.
We played, and Patchy had a tweet out last night.
Didn't see it.
We've played the number 2, 4, 5 in Division 3 and number 1 in Division 4.
Yeah, schedule ain't been real easy.
No, you know, good and bad, I think that, I don't know, I think, yeah, we didn't go to the Minster game, but I think somewhere along the line, you know, them kids lose that confidence.
Yeah.
But now we got a chance to win some games.
We got to build it back.
Exactly.
Up. Absolutely.
And I think that, like Coach said, you know, now we played the toughies.
Right.
And that prepares us for the next part of our schedule. So
we know what we got to get to.
Buckeyes lost.
They did lose.
Yep.
I misinformed you. That was a JV. 3, 4, 5, 6. They won 7 and lost 5. So their varsity is 7-5.
7-5.
And again, haven't been crushed in any game. So
it'll be a toughie.
Yep.
Yeah.
What are we, 5-6?
I believe.
Yeah. They lost to Minster 69-48, very similar to what our score was. And
what?
Well, we
lost like 60 something to 12.
Okay.
25.
Well, no, did we score 20? I think.
Then we score. Yeah. They scored 25, so we scored 24. They scored 25 first quarter.
Yeah, we didn't. They beat us.
We
first
scored
quarter.
24 the whole game.
Exactly. They're good.
They're good.
They beat St. Mary's 53-48, and
Liberty Benton's pretty good.
Beat New Knoxville by a point, 70-69.
Ooh.
I don't see any other.
Knoxville's good.
Yep. Versailles, they lost 77-49.
Oh, we got a war tomorrow night, folks. We need you.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yep.
We need to get up to the gym.
We got to get them up to the gym. Get them fired up.
You going to be there on time or?
Probably not.
Killing me.
It'll be okay, Bob. You can do it.
Huh?
I'll get there tomorrow.
You'll be there.
12 o'clockers on Saturday.
Killers. How many more Saturday games we got? You got the schedule.
Yeah. Let's figure it out.
I got our girls finishing 14-8.
Like a good run. Pretty bad,
Jackson
Center.
We don't have another Saturday girls game till February 2nd.
Tri-Village?
Yep. And there's some Sinewa girls in the afternoon, boys in the evening. And then the 9th, there'll be another one.
Yeah, so we got two more. And it looks like the Tri-Village one's a 1 o'clocker. 1 o'clock start.
Yep.
1 o'clockers I can handle. Mm-hmm. Well,
busy phone tonight.
You happy with the brownies?
Kitchen, what do you think?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
I don't know anything about it. I mean, I feel bad for that Williams, kind of, because he did a pretty good job.
He did a great job.
So you kind of hate to see him get kicked out of there, but.
But when they gave the job to Kitchens, he's going to, it's his staff.
He wants his own guys, yeah. I'm sure.
And I'm happy with it. I think that'll be great.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
It'll be interesting to see. Big playoffs this weekend, you know. Mm-hmm. Colts, Kansas City.
Yeah. Don't be surprised Colts don't knock them off.
I know. I hope they do, but.
I do too.
Anytime I root for somebody, usually the opposite.
Trouble. Who's the other one? New England?
New England plays... Yeah, that's right. Phillip Rivers.
Except Tom Brady owns him.
Dallas plays...
Dallas and the Rams.
And somebody in the Saints.
Saints and...
Who beat the Bears?
Philadelphia.
No. I think I'm going... Did you see what Sean... what's his name did yesterday? Sean Payton for the New Orleans. After practice, he had four armed security guards come in during after practice.
Yeah.
$240,000 of cash on top of the Lombardi trophy. And all he said was, you guys want this? Three effing wins. And that's all. Wow. The locker room went nuts. Everybody's going crazy. The winner share is like $225,000.
Is that if right?
You win the Super Bowl per
player.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's, not bad.
No. That's almost a day's work for you, Bob.
Yeah, you know, when you think about it. About lifetime. Jeez. That's right.
What'd you think the old national championship game wasn't too good?
Was you happy?
I was really happy.
Yeah, I'm not
happy. The only thing I was unhappy about is that Clemson didn't score 100. I used to be a huge Alabama fan. That was my second favorite team because of Bear Bryant.
Yep.
And I was still hanging in there for a while. But in the last 10 years or so, when everybody says that Alabama's always the best team ever and everybody else should just give them the trophy and not bother playing the games, that just makes me mad.
Yeah.
You're out on that?
Yeah, the Buckeyes proved that. What, 4 or 5 years ago, whenever it was, when they blew through, you know, they barely made it in the playoffs and won the national championship. And then again, Monday night when Clemson beat them.
No number one seed has ever won the BCS.
Really?
Is that right?
That's unbelievable.
That is kind of unbelievable. Yeah.
So Alabama hasn't always been the number one seed?
Nope.
That'd be a surprise to most of their fans on Facebook.
Yeah.
We played them that year.
We were four.
They had to be number one that
year. Yeah.
Because we thumped.
We were four. Yeah. I love it. College football's great.
It is.
It really is. And
I'm not sure about that.
How about the Buckeyes getting Al Washington from Michigan?
What are we doing with their whole staff? They're all coming to
us. Well, Al Washington is a Columbus guy, and he married a girl from Marion local. Rosenberg right? girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
So
welcome back.
Yeah, absolutely. That's neat.
That is neat.
I just think that is really good stuff. Buckeyes are... Then they get Fields and...
I had no problem. Shiano, I didn't have no problem with that.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Didn't bother me too much.
No, me either.
Plus, I'm sure Ryan Day wants to get his own guys in there, too, a little bit.
Yeah, the head coach should have who he is comfortable with. And,
yeah.
And, of course, sometimes you can't get them, but...
Yeah.
You can't get your first choice, maybe.
But, is that how you run the radio station?
Yeah.
You get who you're comfortable with, but not only get your first choice.
Yeah. Yep.
So you settle for a couple of peckers heads like us, and here we are.
Like you, but not exactly you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was looking for...
Are you...
Probably not.
No, my point is...
Okay.
You are an idiot. Well,
I cannot disagree with that.
No, I want to say, are you ready after my rant today on social media? Neil Spencer, will you open up a donut shop?
Will I open up a donut shop?
Right here.
No.
Why? Here you go. Neil, you got the perfect place.
Donuts in the back.
You think I need more stuff to do?
Think about it, Neil.
I don't need one more thing to do.
You in or out?
I'm out.
Who?
The dumbest thing ever.
You open at 5 a.m.
Yep.
You close at like 10.
Okay.
And you make donuts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
You make them back there. Here's your thing. And you have a cooler here with a coffee maker.
There we go.
Okay.
In or out?
Stop in. If we can get it approved by the
He's got a kitchen.
Yeah.
You got a kitchen?
Yeah, it's not approved for making one stuff vent. For public. It has to be approved by the health department.
Not if you don't charge.
Nobody tell anybody. It's all donations.
Fact.
Okay. Well, you come in, start making them. I can show you how to make them in 30 seconds.
We have a container here.
In 30 seconds, I can show you how to make them.
You pay what you think they're worth.
You come in and make your donuts. And as long as you can get it approved by the health department, you can come in and make donuts and everybody's
happy. Would
you buy here? Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Would you buy donuts here?
Yeah.
If Bubba makes them?
Ross Homan will.
Ross Homan all over.
Can't 100 every day. I need 100.
Well, all I do is deep fry.
That's all we biscuits. Need.
Okay. They are not at all. There's no twists. There's no nothing. Oh, it is biscuits with a hole poked in them and deep fried and throw them in sugar. It's pretty easy. You can do that at your house.
And he'll remember she'll bring down us next time.
I am not going to do that.
Ain't going to do it. Ain't going to do it.
Don't. What did Jimmy Valvano say? Don't give up.
I'm not giving up. I'm just refusing. I'm not giving up. I'm just refusing.
Can I start a bake shop here?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If you can get it, if you can get it approved.
Who owns this building? Bill Kanapke?
Yeah. Yeah.
I need a vent.
You need more than that.
Why?
Because the health department has to approve stuff, everything. It has to be sanitary. Has to be that.
This place is clean as a whistle.
But it won't be if you start frying stuff in it. Huh? I can promise you.
Might be a little greasy.
Might be.
Neil, times have changed. It's not the old grease that used to make your place nasty.
Yep, that's what made it.
I didn't make my place nasty because we cleaned it up all the time. But if you popped in there a few years after we sold the building, it wasn't some neat.
This is big. We Facebook Live donut making every morning.
Well, you'll have to Facebook Live it for about a week, and then everybody will figure out how easy it is, and it'll just do them at home.
Really? No, they won't. Nobody wants to work.
It's not work. You poke a hole in a biscuit and put it in.
You remember how good the holes were?
Oh, they're delicious.
We didn't have holes.
You poked a hole in it, and then you fried that, too.
We did not do holes.
Every once in a while, you get a hole in your donut.
There's always a hole in the donut, because I just poke my thumb through it.
I have not gave up this fight.
We gotta have donuts.
Everybody says, Casey's coming. Casey's, you know what? I'm done with Casey's.
Take it to
good,
them.
Take
Let's
them.
Go.
Well,
I ain't even supporting them when they get here.
Okay.
They supposed to be here in the fall of 2018. They ain't even got a flag up.
They got nothing.
Well, because they don't own all the properties.
What?
They got to buy Neil's yet.
No, I don't.
Are they buying you? Are you moving?
No. Million and a half. He's out.
Hey, a million and a half I would sell.
Did they say anything?
No.
You in or out?
Why would they buy my property? They can't
bigger
use that
lot,
alley.
Bigger lot. Semis. Well,
they can't go down that alley.
Semi parking.
Well.
By you and Larry.
Well, Larry doesn't own that.
Yeah. He bought it. Seen the real estate transfer.
I don't think you did. I'd be pretty surprised.
But, you don't know that.
But I would sell for $1.5 million if that also included that they would move my house to a different spot of my choice.
You'd sell your damn house for...
No.
Yes.
No, that is my house. I'm not moving.
Ain't moving.
I've lived there 61 years, 62 coming this spring, and I ain't moving.
We should have a party. Mm-hmm. What? We should have a party on with your 62nd anniversary of living at your house. Have it on the radio.
There you go.
Why?
Live remote.
Happy birthday party.
Why? I'm the only one that cares.
Me and Fee care.
You don't care that much.
The hell we don't. We'll have a cookout.
Okay.
We got to take this radio station to a different level. You're farting right now. No. What are you doing? You're tilting. Just. He had a big tilt going. It's fancy.
Yeah.
What? In or you out?
For what? I don't know what I'm in and out for now. I'm not doing donuts. but you can do them here if you can get it approved.
Okay.
And I'll show you in 30 seconds. You'll be an expert within 30 seconds.
30 seconds? You need the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah. Just get the, just go over and buy a roll of biscuits and.
You did. You held that whole time, Mindy.
Yeah, he may have lied about that tilt. The windows melted. we got glass melting away. Okay, Bob. I wish we had that vent up here.
You got something wrong. That ain't good. What's happening right there? Yeah, better go see the doctor. All right, so we got donuts coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Thursday, we got Delphus at home.
Yep.
Yeah. Rock and Rob Weaver.
Yes. Rock and Rob.
And Jeremy, who's his partner?
Oh,
Justin Langford.
Well, I had it until you. It's
Justin
Mangold.
Mangold. Friday, Fort Curry at Delphus. That game will be on.
There's no.
Let's just
station
going to
be there. From how we get, how you going to?
We won't
do
tell them.
I think they'll notice us putting the equipment up in their crow's nest.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What if we build a blockade? We get four guys the size of me set up there in the corner. Mm-hmm. You sneak in.
Mm-hmm.
Carry the stuff in your pocket.
It's in my pocket. It's a suitcase size thing and a computer.
Neil, we got to think around the bush here. We got to beat Delphus at their own game.
Okay. We're sneaking in.
So you think if we sneak up there and put people there and kick them back down as they climb
so
up?
So they don't care.
So they just say,
they do care. They have told us that.
Okay, we're going to try to get it on, folks. We're going
to
work on it.
We are not going to try to get it
on. Don't give it up. Don't give up on us.
I am not fighting this fight. Let them, if they want to do that, it's okay.
I want to get it on.
I want our fans to go to the games. I'm happy with that.
Okay, but it's a long drive. You got to admit that. And Fee was exactly right. People listen to this game. It's a big game.
It is a big game.
Well, and I'm more worried about the guys that are playing can be able to listen in the archives later, but that's not
okay.
going to happen.
But, there you go. It could happen if we build a blockade.
Blockade.
All they have to do is turn off the circuit breaker to that.
They ain't smart enough. That old gym, they ain't got no idea where the breakers are at.
I'm pretty sure they do, because if it's that old, I'm pretty sure they popped a few times.
So who can we get to do this? Because we can pull this off.
No, you can't.
Larry Hart.
Larry.
What? He drives the bus.
There's a blockade guy.
Yep.
Okay. You like the pink?
Donnie
will do it.
I'm out.
Neil will be the Pink Panther.
Hey, no. We take the equipment up there the day before. During school.
No.
This is
because you can. It's real easy to walk into schools now.
They have the doors right there.
Mm-hmm. And if they're like most of them, they're
not easy. Delphus lacks their.
So what do they say? They just ain't got enough room for us.
No, they just politely declined our request to.
But we need this game.
We need to win the game.
Yep.
But
Neil, I'm going to start something going.
Well, it's not going to work, and it's all it's going to do is make people mad.
Man, we were good at making people mad.
Yeah.
People just stay mad for a little bit.
Yeah, ain't that bad.
And friends are friends forever, and the choice is always one. Something like that. Well, yeah. Oh,
choppers.
Yeah, now if WPGW would have been able to get there without their... Jay County tournament, we would be allowed to simulcast them, but we are not allowed to broadcast there.
So why don't we just say we're WPG?
Well,
we can walk in and say, we're WPG.
Oh my God.
A lot of people know Rob Weaver. I am not doing that. I am not going to do that. I do not need to get...
All you got to do is ask Rob for his banner.
No, that is...
You in or out?
I'm out. I am not poking the bear.
Can you do the game?
Poke the bear. Well, I probably can.
Calpe.
I'm out.
Calpe's in.
Calpe and Fee.
Now, if you can get Rob Weaver to...
Give us a banner.
To get the equipment and stuff and, no, and go yours? In there as him.
We'll use yours.
And you can put it on his... One of his... stations is 103.5.
Are you a chicken?
I am a law-abiding citizen.
If you use like 20 chicken,
we will not grant permission for you to broadcast.
We will not sing. We will not sing. What's that on?
I have no idea.
MASH.
Oh, okay.
Andy Griffith.
We will not grant you permission.
Andy Griffith, that's Andy what it was.
We will not grant permission for you to broadcast the game on Friday, February 11th. You are allowed to broadcast the WPGW simulcast.
There we go. What can we do?
We can simulcast WPGW, but they're not going to be there. But
we'll be in him, and then we can't. Then you can simulcast off of one of his stations.
Yes, I can if you do that. If Rob does that, we can do that.
You're in or out?
If it's a simulcast, I'm allowed to do that. I'm not gonna try to get around his rules. That's not a good thing.
Well, we want you announcing. No, we're 1-0 with you behind the mic with your golden pipes.
Probably by the end of the game, there's one person listening.
Oh crap, Jack listened.
Well, that's one.
I guarantee we had listeners because my phone was pinging.
Pinging wide up.
Everybody says, good, good. See, it's good. Refs counted it.
Count it.
Picture. Ooh, might have had anyone
might
in
have,
there.
Might have even been a hand there. Oh, well. We got to get a break once.
Absolutely.
In a while.
Yep. So, yeah, well, that's.
My jacket needs washed.
Ooh.
Egg.
Mine's got paint on
it. It probably hadn't been washed all this year, has it?
Bro, no.
Since it's only 8 days into the year, nine.
Mm-hmm. We gotta go to bed. He's tired. He says cold. He goes bed early.
Yep.
Tired, boy.
I know what you mean.
You too?
I'm old, so I'm always tired.
I'm old.
You're not old.
Okay. Tell my body that. We'll be just fine.
Thank everybody for listening tonight. Thank Mindy Buff for coming up.
Mindy Buff.
Yep. It's awesome.
I love Mindy Buff.
Mindy's awesome.
Her husband.
Ooh, little cuckoo.
Cuckoo. But Mindy Buff.
Solid.
Yep.
She's solid.
So let's see. We got
Thursday, girls home. Friday at Delvis. We'll be on somehow. Yep. Don't count us out.
Yeah,
don't count us out. Saturday, boys at St. Mary's. 4K broadcast makeup game from beginning of the season.
Yep. Plus, swim meet.
Swim meet.
Perry Hall, Spency, and
9 a.m.
We regret that we won't be able to broadcast the swim meet this Saturday at South Adams. Due to a scheduling problem, Perry Hall will not be available to announce the swim meet, so we won't be broadcasting it.
We're going to have a special guest.
Greg Louganis.
Greggy G's.
Greg Louganis is going to be
Greg
there.
Greg G. Greg L.
Yeah.
Louganis.
Well, if his first name was Greg Lou, it'd be Ganis. So it'd be Greg G.
We should get somebody else on there. Who can we get?
I have no idea. Because
we should get somebody who has no clue what's going on. Homer Stouter.
Homer Stouter.
That would be ratings gold.
That would be ratings gold.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
75,000
Don't
listeners.
Count us out.
Yep, come up with somebody extra. We'll be fine.
All right. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back next Wednesday night.
Well, there he
Brian Patch.
Patch coming in?
Yep.
Got him confirmed?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
We'll confirm
him. Because we had him on the...
Bayshore never stops list. Up. That sucks. He lives,
well, he lives in a different town.
I know.
And he has to go to work.
I know that, too.
About this time of night, so...
We got to have him.
Guess we got to say goodnight.
Goodnight.
No, we got to do... This is a Curb and Act intro. I'm so glad we had this time together.
That's all
just
I know.
Just to have a laugh or sing a song. seems we just get started, and before you know it, comes a time we have to say so long. So long,
everybody. So long, everybody.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.